Jane French is a volunteer for Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, which has raised more than $45 million since 2004 to battle cancer in children. Have you in your travels seen many other lemonade stands?
I have actually seen very few these days.
What is it that drives you to volunteer?
It just makes you feel good because you're helping children.
Before I get into why I wanted to do this, I just want to point out something I'd never really thought about before I started working on this story. And that is, it's really hard to account for what it is that people love about archery. I met up with Sean Center, who oversees the archery school located within the Tampa Bay Sporting Clays in North Tampa, where many sportsmen come to shoot clay pigeons. You will no doubt hear the shooting of the 12 and 20 gauge shotguns in the background of this almost 300-acre facility.
Something we had considered when we started this was simply getting folks out, giving them a place to go shoot archery.
Here is the story of David Lean, one of the greatest movie makers of all time. Director of such epics as Lawrence of Arabia, Dr. Zhivago, Ryan's Daughter, The Bridge on the River Kwai, and A Passage to India. Steven Silverman spent the better part of a year meeting with Lean to secure first-hand information for this book. I talked with Steven Silverman, an American biographer, journalist, and editor, who wrote the first biography of David Lean with his permission and his help. The question is begging to be asked, how did you get an interview with David Lean in the first place, and then become his first biographer, surpassing every other writer who wanted the chance?
I grew up with David Lean movies, Lawrence of Arabia being the first one, but when that opened, everybody talked about this movie he had made 5 years before, The Bridge on the River Kwai. And then essentially every 5 years, there would be a David Lean epic.
I lost time to study rhythmic swing and clicking of cars traveling over rails, passing scenery like a thief with no passion for roots, just a traveler fictionalizing what might be in the stationary figures I skidded past. Doesn't change for me. Every day I slip back to her, and though time fades away, I will always be right there with her. 1985, etched in eternity. Our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, known for his orations and particularly his Gettysburg Address, espoused the following profound dialogue. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. America's first principle is equality, and with the best intentions, we try to act upon that. The highway bridge had pedestrian spirals at each end and a jump-proof fence all across both sides. From mid-span, looking west, Lyndon and the Duke could see the entire layout. Freight cars hulking in the darkness, car knockers' lanterns bobbing like fireflies as they checked the couplings. A switch crew was making up a train at the west end, and on the main line a string of power units waited, ready to roll. Studio 54 first opened in April 1977 and became the most famous nightclub of all time. Its quick ascent was confounding because creators Steve Rubell and Ian Schrager were just two guys from Brooklyn in their early 30s, but they had talent. Steve's contribution was simple. People loved him and always had. He was the most popular kid in grammar school, high school, and at Syracuse University, where he met Ian.